Chapter 20. Alexa, Reach transmitted. He was moving toward the Muir with the team of rangers. Leanna waited for them by the heavy skin that served as a door, and Brody walked with them, towering above them.
I'm still here, Alexa replied. No further sign of Rupak.
Brody is an AI.
Yes, I heard. I am monitoring the situation.
Hey, are you transmitting something? Brody asked aloud.
You are, right?
I'm right, aren't I?
Roger, Brody, Reach said.
Yes! Brody clapped his hands together. I still got it, it. Hey, were you transmitting?
Tran said. Is he broken?
Brody let out what passed for an electronic belly laugh.
No, of course not. I'm fit as...
The android froze for a second, shoulders slumping, then sprang back and recovered.
Hey, were you transmitting something?
There's your answer, Sergeant Tran, Reach replied.
You're right, Brody,
said Day, a cheesy smile on his face.
Reach is transmitting something. Yes, I still got it,
Brody replied, pumping his fist in the air.
Hey, where are you guys from? I don't remember seeing you before.
Tonga, said Unga.
Brody let out a laugh.
Good one.
Leanna hurried forward to meet them. She looked as though she feared Brody would harm them, though he'd shown no signs of hostility.
Brody, these are friends. Ose Jared, see?
She grabbed Reach's arm and pointed to the flag on his shoulder.
Well, looky there, Brody said, nodding. Welcome, citizen. Welcome to Camp Muir.
I like him, transmitted Day.
Hey! I intercepted that one. Booyah! I like you too, Sonny. We can be friends. I'll let you come over to my house and hump my sister.
The rangers laughed hysterically, but stifled it when the android slowly turned his dark-visored head in their direction and stared for several seconds unmoving.
Don't ever touch my sister.
Then the android snapped his head back to Reach.
So, what brings you out to these parts? Who did you say you were with?
The United States, Kreese said. We're rangers.
Walker! Texas Ranger!
Brody planted his fists on his hips and nodded enthusiastically.
Show me your round house!
Reach shook his head.
Not that kind of ranger. We arrived on the USS Boone.
Brody flinched.
Did you say the Boone?
He laughed for a few seconds and slapped his knee.
Good one, citizen. The Boone was lost to space years ago. You'd be worm food by now, or more likely, sucked into a black hole, or crashed into space dust against some planetary body, or vaporized in a star's corona, or just a bunch of skeletons floating to what might be the edge of the universe. Nobody really knows for sure. There are theories.
Reach turned to Leanna for help. She shrugged.
He is sometimes... is funny head?
I can see that, Reach said.
He spread his arms out wide.
Well, theories aside, Brody, here we are.
Brody patted the top of Reach's helmet gently.
Lost your marbles, eh? I've seen it before. You're part of the Russo-Pacific Alliance of Chinese Protectorates, aren't you? You're spies. Damn dirty spies.
He tapped the side of his helmet a few times before lowering his arm to his side. A high-pitched whine sounded, followed by a series of beeps.
Yippee-ki-yay, Kami, the android whispered. We're all going out in a boom together.
No,
Leanna snapped, planting herself directly between Reach and the damaged AI.
Jared is Ose, not for Ubistvo.
She raised her fists like she was going to box the machine.
Whoa, easy, Leanna, Brody said, raising his hands in surrender. Why didn't you say so?
They're friends.
Yeah, I get it now. Compadres, amigos. So, where are you boys from?
Sir,
Tran transmitted. He had his rifle against his shoulder, half raised like he wasn't sure what to do. Reach motioned for him and the others to lower their weapons.
Wait, I know that flag. So you're from the good old U.S. of A, huh? Said Brody. How goes it back there? Is the Shake Shack still open?
No idea, replied Reach. Any chance we can move this indoors, though, in case Rupak opens up with mortars again?
Oh, right. Good idea. Hey, have you met Crazewell? He's a swell guy. Runs this place, you know. Come on, I'll do the introductions. Hey, have you met Crazewell?
Leanna reached up and touched Reach's helmet about where his lips were.
Crazewell, how's you, Brody?
Great. Let's go see Crazewell, the android said. Good idea.
Leanna offered Reach and the others a sympathetic smile before motioning for them to follow.
How's Massaw? Reach asked Tran as they continued forward.
He's got a new hide, sir. Want me to call him in?
Your call, Sergeant.
Let him stay put. He'd rather be out there than in with us.
Reach felt a knot form somewhere deep in his gut as they approached the Muir. It showed fresh signs of damage from the firefight, and the skins that had once covered the entrance hung in tatters. He hoped that no one inside had fallen to the attack.
Hey, boss, Brody said, stepping inside. I've got some visitors for you to meet.
He looked around at the damaged entrance.
What the hell happened here?
The old man was still in his spot in the middle of the room.
We have already met, Brody. They are our guests, our friends.
Oh, good. We can all be friends. I'll let him come over and...
The old man held up a hand, and Brody stopped talking and moved to join the men along the wall. He plopped himself down, groaning like he'd been standing all day.
Didn't see you guys in the fight? Scared shitless, huh? Don't worry. I got you.
Reach hadn't been aware he was staring at the android until Crazewell cleared his throat and motioned for them all to sit. This time, the Rangers all accepted his invitation, removing their helmets and sitting on the floor front and center. The Elder looked pleased.
Brody and Jared, Miltan, Leanna said. Ask him.
The old man nodded.
Leanna wants knowledge of where you are from.
United States, Brody interjected. America the beautiful. And these gunfighters are from Texas. Old news, boss. Try to keep up.
Crazewell sighed.
We are from the United States, Reach confirmed. We arrived almost 2 days ago aboard the USS Boone.
The Boone? He asked curiously. Jason, bring the pislog.
What's a pislog?
Tran transmitted as one of the men, presumably Jacon, hurried to the back of the pod.
No idea, Reach said. We'll find out soon enough. In the meantime, I want you to transmit a status report to Captain Bosa.
Roger.
Brody looked around as though invisible birds were flying in circles all around him.
Is someone transmitting?
Reach nodded an affirmative.
Yes, still got it.
Jacon returned with another skin, this one folded into a square. He handed it to the old man with care bordering on solemn reverence, as though he were passing on a holy relic of a bygone age.
Shishi,
the old man said, accepting the skin. He set it down and carefully revealed the tattered remains of an old-style ship's log. Only the letters P, S, L, O, and G remained intact on the blue cover.
Pislog,
Reach whispered. The old man nodded and turned a few pages of handwritten notes. He gently rested his finger near the middle of a page and motioned for Reach to look. Reach read the entry Crazewell was pointing to.
We have arrived in orbit around Almir, but there's no sign of the USS Boone, and telescopic imagery makes clear that the expected improvements haven't been made to Camp Ohio. There's no evidence of a crash, no debris in orbit, just nothing. Brody suggests something must have happened in transit. It's possible they were destroyed, but it's also possible they were merely slowed and will arrive shortly. We hope so. For now, we have to proceed on our own. I'm taking us down.
The rest of the page was missing, but just as Reach was about to return to his spot, Crazewell turned the page and pointed to the next entry.
Damned Rupak arrived just as we began separating the Longmire's pods. The bastards didn't even ask for a surrender. They just started shooting. Thankfully, the Muir is equipped with lethal PDCs. We turned the Rupak into long streaks and deep craters. With the Longmire having crashed, we adjusted our own trajectory to land by their side in the hope of finding survivors. Undetected damage from the orbital engagement caused malfunctioning in several of the ship sections, but we were able to perform a crash landing near the Longmire as intended. A great many hands were lost. We are off from our target landing site by miles. Scouts have found Camp Ohio in good condition, though obviously unimproved, since the boon has not arrived. As soon as we get some basic services set up, we'll start relocating the pods there. Several pages were burned and stained before Reach could find another readable passage. Now that Rupak has been decisively beaten, we think there may be an opportunity to fold in those who defected from their ship into our colony. There are as many of them.
It became illegible again after picking back up mid-sentence.
From Earth whatsoever. Rationing cryopods for essential personnel so as not to lose vital skill sets in the event of a coordinated attack. Rupak continues to have loyalists, but they seem to hibernate in cryo. Considerable breaks since last altercation.
Reach wanted to keep reading, but the old man gently took the log away. He looked sad.
Boon,
he whispered.
We were a little late, Reach said.
He motioned for Kreese to join him. The ranger looked confused, but came forward and kneeled next to him.
This is George Crazewell, Reach said, pointing to the corporal.
The old man's eyebrows went way up on his forehead.
George Crazewell?
Yeah, that's me, Kreese replied uneasily.
The old man reached out, grabbed the corporal by his armor, and pulled him into an embrace. He held him there for nearly a full minute before holding the young man at arm's reach.
Said the corporal. Okay, sure. Hug it out.
He's your relative, dipshit, said Unga.
The old man nodded and tapped his chest.
Mother was Dana Crazewell. Her mother, Sophie Crazewell.
Sophie.
Kreese choked through what sounded like a tight throat.
That's my sister's name. How's that even possible? That would be centuries ago, right, Reach?
Reach looked on compassionately.
Yes and no. This log says that some of them lived it out and some stayed in cryo. Sounds like your sister must have woken up only a generation or two ago.
Kreese swallowed his tears, the lump in his throat quivering. He turned back to the old man.
You're my great-nephew or something?
Something,
the old man agreed, tears flowing down his cheeks. Tran sent an implant message to Reach.
Sir Captain Bosa says good job. I get the distinct feeling all is not well in his section of the universe, though.
How so?
Reach asked. Just a feeling more than anything, sir. Something in his tone seemed off, like he was depressed or something. Any idea what's happening back at Ohio?
Not more than you, Sergeant. I haven't received any private transmissions of anything new.
Tran nodded and looked thoughtful.
He had some news to pass on to you, sir. It seems the Rupak have drone support. They spotted one and shot it down. Wants us to keep our eyes open for them.
Reach could hear Alexa making slow turns high above the compound. He nodded.
Anything else?
He's told me to tell you to get these people to cooperate no matter what. He emphasized no matter what. He says he wants them to come back to Ohio with us based on the assumption that it's more defensible, but leaves the timeline up to you. He wants us to get an inventory of all their shit.
That's a tall order, Reach said.
Is he sending a repair crew?
No, it's just us for now, sir. Ohio's got to survive no matter what, and now that the Rupak knows we're there, Captain is expecting them to send reinforcements.
Roger, Reach said.
Kreese and Dose Crazewell were still having their moment. The other tribesmen and Lyanna seemed swept up in it as well. Brody looked bored, if such a thing was possible for a self-aware battle suit.
"How do you want to handle this, sir?" Tran asked.
Reach frowned. There were a lot of logistics involved here. If the Badgers worked, they could transfer people inside them. Alexa might be able to slave some of the haulers together. But he had no idea of numbers, equipment, weapons, vehicles, food stores. He needed answers to better formulate a plan.
"The first thing we need to do is talk to Brody," he said. "The old man may be the leader, but that AI is going to have a better shot of telling us what we need to know."
"Yeah," Tran agreed.
"I just hope he's functional enough to give us some good data,"